For the first time, Australian forensic scientists are getting their own research facility to study decomposing human bodies. It'll be the first of its kind outside the United States. Till now, researchers have had to use data from America, where so-called body farms have been used for decades. Forensics experts say they'll now be able to conduct vital research to help with police investigations. Bridget Brennan reports.
Professor Shari Forbes at UTS in Sydney studies the smell of a decomposing human body. Her research helps police officers train cadaver dogs used in homicide investigations. But in Australia, she's only been able to use data from dead pigs.
At the moment, we're still not sure that pigs are the best model. We have done as much research as we can to demonstrate their similarities to humans in terms of the decomposition process. But until we can conduct a study which directly compares those two, we'll never know for certain that they are the best models.
Soon, forensic researchers will be able to study how human bodies decompose in an Australian climate. They've had data from American body farms, but given the different environment, Professor Forbes says many overseas studies aren't relevant here.
Through their research that we've realised the importance of the environment in terms of understanding decomposition processes. But what it's also shown us is that it has to be relevant to your own environment. So we found that we can't really extrapolate the data from America. It's not as useful to police and forensic services in Australia.
A new secure facility will be built on a patch of land in the Hawkesbury region on the outskirts of Sydney. It'll be filled with cadavers donated to UTS.
We're very fortunate that the people who donate their body to science are giving us an invaluable resource by allowing us to actually conduct this research.
Currently in Australia, because of a lack of research, if a body is found, it can be challenging for forensic researchers to determine exactly how long it's been there.
We deal with questions around how long it has been since a person has died, and these questions have been very difficult to answer. There's many variables that are involved, and the development of this facility will be extremely useful to help answer some of these questions.
Dr. Soren Blau is a senior anthropologist at the Victorian Institute of Forensic Medicine. She says with little research, it's particularly difficult to determine how bones decompose in Australia.
We certainly have individual skeletal remains, for example, admitted to the Institute, and the question may be asked, how old does this remain? And it's very difficult looking at human skeletal remains just from a visual assessment to answer those questions. And so hopefully some of the research that will be undertaken will help answer that question with a little bit more detail.
The new facility will be set up by several universities, and the AFP and police in Victoria and New South Wales are also collaborating because much of the research will influence the way crime scenes are studied.
A lot of this is related to all the variables that can impact on the way that a deceased will decompose. That includes the environment, whether they're above the ground, whether they're clothed or not clothed, whether they're in a car. And it's also a huge element is in the weather and the humidity. So getting a model based on Australian conditions is really important for us.
Dr. Brian Found is the Chief Forensic Scientist at Victoria Police.
The important contribution for us will be in such things as providing a better insight, a more valid insight into ageing a grave, but also how to search for a body, how to locate human bodies and how to recover them in a variety of different environments.
Professor Shari Forbes says the researchers won't use the decomposing bodies just to study crime scenes, but also large-scale disasters like the MH17 disaster.
Australia has teams over there at the moment assisting with identification, and that can involve DNA profiling or identification of dental records, for example. And these are the kind of things that we'll study at our facility. And with that better information about how degradation of bones and teeth occurs, then they can implement that to these investigations that are being conducted internationally.
Forbes, ending Bridget Brennan's report.